Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. A Fulton County judge is allowing the City of Atlanta to use bonds backed by future sales tax revenue to redevelop the Gulch. The property is currently a 40-acre hole in the downtown part of the city. Critics of the bonds challenge the legality of them, saying there wouldn't be enough revenue generated from the redevelopment. Last fall, Atlanta City Council approved nearly $2 billion of public funding for the project. According to the AJC, members of Red Light the Gulch plan to appeal. A Georgia sheriff's deputy who was gunned down in a shootout will be laid to rest Thursday. Authorities say Hall County Deputy Nicholas Dixon was killed exchanging gunfire with people who crashed a stolen car Sunday night in Gainesville. The Hall County Sheriff's Office charged 17-year-old Hector Garcia Salas with felony murder. Three other suspects have all been charged with being a party to the crime. And one of the oldest living people in the world has died in Georgia. Maggie Katie Brown Kidd passed away over the weekend at age 114. The State House of Representatives recognized her earlier this year as the oldest living Georgian and the oldest living African American in the United States. According to 11 Alive, her funeral service will be held this Saturday in Crawford, Georgia. The Baylor College of Medicine also declared her the 10th oldest living person in the world. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.